The so-called Cottonville wildfire cut a swath a mile wide and 6 miles long. Mike Engel is a biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says doing nothing with all the charred trees would just make a bad situation worse.
If one does nothing, they're going to continue to have dead standing black trees, which have potential for further fire hazard and also a ripe situation for disease and insect infestation, which could affect adjacent healthy tree stands.
Later this morning, Engel and people from the Sand County Foundation and Wisconsin Woodland Owners Association will gather at a burned property in Adams County and demonstrate some things to do with all the wood. There'll be a salvage logging operation to cut trees for construction lumber or poles. Mulchers will turn some wood into chips. Engel says by and large, landowners in the Big Flats area will have to pay for cleanup themselves, as insurance typically doesn't cover fire damage to that many trees. He says some people may be able to qualify for federal financial help if they agree to restore habitat for migratory birds or endangered species for at least 10 years.
Not every landowner is going to qualify. Generally, we're looking at projects that are at least 5 acres in size. We don't like to get into landscaping around someone's home.
Engel says there is a state program which might consider the standing dead trees as hazardous fuels and help pay for their removal. The state also partly reimburses landowners for the replanting of trees. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.